Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my co-host, Mommy Ballinger. Say hi, Mom.
Hi. Oh, your dog just licked the table. It was cute.
Blaze. He licked my leg, actually.
Well, no. When you see it, okay.
Oh, he licked my leg, and then he licked the table behind
me. The desk.
Me.
Yeah. Okay. It was cute.
All right. So before we do the holidays... We are both out of it. It is so hot. I'm just going to complain for a second.
Please.
This is the biggest heat wave on record for Southern California at this time. Like, it is way too late in the summer for this heat wave. But also, it's humid. And it's to the point where I'll look on my phone and usually it's like 95 degrees. Feels like 95 degrees. Like, obviously, it feels like the temperature it's at. Stop licking me, dog. But because of the humidity, today I looked at my phone. It said 96, feels like 104. I was like, that is disgusting, because I was waiting for like it to go back down to the 90s because it was in the hundreds for a week straight. And I was like, oh, this is unbearable. It's something about that. It hits that three digit and you're just like, it's torture. But the second it goes back down to 90s, it's still hot, but it's bearable. It got worse.
It's not bearable. 90s never bearable.
No, a lot of people, I asked what I should get my mom for her birthday, and a lot of people said a window AC unit, because my mom doesn't have AC in her house. And that's...
Nor do we have insulation.
Nor insulation.
So the heat is just in.
Yes.
Like 8 degrees hotter than outside in the house all day, all night.
Yes. So the thing is, we're in the middle of summer. So the AC unit has been ordered, and I will install it. But it's not until next weekend. It gets to her next weekend. So my mother will have AC, you know, once it's a little cooler outside.
Maybe it won't be so cranky.
We are both cranky. We're
cranky butts today.
Oh, God. It's just hot. Everyone's over it. You can handle the heat for like a week. And then it's, okay, I'm done now. Make it go away. Can you make it stop? And there's no stopping. So... Anyway, my mom's birthday was this Saturday. So did you have a good birthday, Mom?
I did have a delightful birthday.
Yes. Me and Colleen's little family went to Santa Barbara and we looked for sea glass on the seashore. And it was fun.
It was fun. And I got a call from Christopher and his family. And they sang me happy birthday via Zoom. Mm-hmm. Trent was here too.
Yep.
It was
got
a
to
night.
See your kids.
Lovely day.
All right, Mom. Let's hear her. I'm exhausted. Let's go to the holidays. What do we got? What's the holidays of this week?
Well, today, Monday, is peach pie day.
I don't know if I've ever had peach pie.
Oh, Rachel.
I've had cobbler. I've had peach cobbler.
Oh, peach pie is to die for. Well, not really, but it's good.
Pies are good. I think cobblers are good.
I like pies. Oh, you mean... crumble?
Yeah, like a cobbler crumble thing. Like it's like got...
Well, the cobbler has the clumps in it, and the crumble has the brown sugar chunks and the...
Yeah, I like that. I want the brown sugar chunks.
Yeah, those are crumbles.
Will you do me a favor and push your screen down a little bit so you're not... Yeah, like that. Thank you. You're good. You're fine.
It's also waffle day.
I love waffles.
Waffle day.
I should make some waffles.
Shoot. You should.
I should.
Now that wouldn't emit too much heat, right?
Nah, actually, they steam a lot.
Well, I'm trying to find things to do to eat that don't require the oven because whatever the temperature is inside the oven, that's what it is in my kitchen.
Okay. Your AC unit is on the way.
But that's for that room. The kitchen's...
Yeah.
Anyway. So I'm trying to think of things that I don't need heat for.
A popsicles.
Turkey sandwiches only go so far.
Smoothies. You can make smoothies.
True.
You can do things on the stove, like make a grilled cheese or something. And I'm trying to help you out. Microwave you meals, are. Mom. Do microwave
Ew.
Meals.
No.
What? Come on, a corn dog. Get in
I
there.
Even tried a crock pot, but it did. It, that made heat too.
Yep.
Okay, Tuesday, National Park Service Founders Day.
Thank you, Park Service Founders.
It's also Kiss and Make Up Day. Shouldn't that be every day, every hour?
Why do I gotta kiss to make up with you?
You don't have to kiss.
I don't want to kiss.
Make up day. Just get over it, people.
Get over it. That's what it should be called, is get over
it.
Get
over it day. It's also banana split day. Oh, I love a good banana split.
See, I feel like I didn't ever fully get to enjoy banana splits because my whole life I didn't like bananas. And then when my palate started changing, I like bananas a little bit more now. I still don't want them to be the main ingredient in my smoothie. But I never
like them in a smoothie.
No, because then it's just a banana smoothie. Oh, I've said this time and time again.
You have.
The second you put a banana in a smoothie, it becomes a banana smoothie.
And soup is not a meal.
It's not a meal. And cereal is not a soup.
No. Okay. Wednesday, National Dog Day.
Hey, wait. When's Snoop's birthday is on Tuesday? And it's
birthday,
Andrew's
Snoop.
Birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy
cousin
birthday,
Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
I gave him a TV a week ago. That was your present, dude.
I asked if he wanted chocolate chip cookies or brownies, and he said none. I'm like,
it's pretty low maintenance, dude.
He is. Love that guy. Wednesday's also Women's Equality Day.
Hi. Ho. Hi.
Okay, now that's going to take us out of the equality, Rachel.
Why? Because I say hi?
Hi.
Hi. Doesn't mean I should be treated less because I say hi.
Okay. The 27th is Just Because
You're
Day.
You're in such a grumpy mood.
I am.
I can tell. I know I can't push you today. I can't push you.
Well, if you want reactions, you'll get them today.
I don't want to get in trouble. I feel like I'm going to get grounded.
Mom's in a bad mood. Hey, if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy. Have you heard that saying?
No, I lived that saying. What do you mean?
So the 27th is Just Because Day.
Okay. What are these days? Why? You know, why did we
know.
Make them?
Friday is Thoughtful Day. I like that one. But again, every day.
Every day, yeah.
And National Toasted Marshmallow Day.
I'm going to be real with you. I like my marshmallows burnt.
Yeah. Same.
Like toast them so they get good on the inside and then burn it at the end. Char it up.
You just go at the very end.
Yeah. Like,
blow it out. Blow
you
it
do
out.
The, you do
catch
it slow.
Fire.
You do it slow at first. Like you're going to
so
get
the
just
guts.
A gold. Yeah. You got to get
so
the guts.
Guts. They got to get nice and
yeah, you
mushed.
Can't just throw it on.
No.
There's a thing to it. But when everyone's like, oh, sorry, burnt it. I'm like, good.
Thank you.
As a service to me.
Same with bacon. I like it burnt.
I like bacon burnt too, which is why I never liked it on burgers because it was always floppy.
Floppy and
floppy.
Raw. Oh, no.
Listen,
floppy bacon.
I don't want to eat any meat that's floppy. I don't want to eat any meat. But, well, I guess, what is it? What's it? Is it pork where you like, it just kind of falls off? No, ribs?
Ribs fall off.
Yeah.
Bone.
I guess that could be considered floppy, but no, I don't want it.
No, that's not floppy. It's like flaky.
Juicy.
It's just like tender.
Tender. That's the right word. You don't want it tender. You don't want it floppy, but bacon, you want crispy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we try and get some anger out, Mom?
Unleash the beast.
Unleash the beast. We have, okay. Oh, we're going to do a follow-up before we get into the real news of the day.
Okay.
So we have a follow-up. Last week we talked about the TikTok Creator Fund, how TikTok put $1 billion and so put it into a fund to pay creators for doing, you know, things. Well, I'm going to be candid, y'all.
I didn't see any of it.
No.
Oh.
I got accepted. So you have to post original content.
Ooh.
You have to be, you have to get over like 100,000 views. I don't know if it was a week or a month. I forgot. And you have to be over 18. So I stopped on TikTok for a while. because I was like, it's hard to put, you have to choose where you put your effort into, because you can't go 100% on all platforms. So I pulled off of TikTok for a while, and I went back on and I saw that in my notifications, they just said, I like request to be a part of this. Like they sent me a notification saying I could apply for it. So I went to apply for it, and it's had check marks next to the view count and the original content saying I post original content and I hit the view count. But then the 18 and older was gray. Like it wasn't clicked and it wasn't like a check mark. And I was like, I'm over 18. That doesn't make sense. And then I clicked, there's a little eye next to it. Like, you know, like click here for more information. You know, those kind of eyes with the circles around it.
A little italic eye.
Yeah. That was next to it. So I clicked that to see how to like petition that, you know, how to like figure out to tell them I'm above 18. And it popped up saying, click here to promise basically that you're above 18. So I clicked it and it said, great, you are now part of the TikTok Creator Fund. And I was like, that was super easy. And it said my balance was $0 and I wouldn't see anything for 3 days. And so I text Colleen and Jess and I was like, hey, did you guys do this too? And Colleen's like, how do I find it? Because Colleen doesn't know how to do anything. And Jessica was like, I couldn't do it. It said I wasn't 18. And I was like, click the eye. And so, because she got the request like a week ago, and she thought she just couldn't do it because it was gray, meaning like this, you didn't meet the requirements. So she just exited it out and was like, I guess it's because I have kids. I was like, click the eye. She's like, okay. And the same thing popped up for her. And then she was able to join. And I was like, they are purposely making it so it seems like you can't do it. Blaze. Yeah. Sorry, my dog is barking. So, and then Colleen, of course, was able to do it as well. And guys, on the first day, I made $4. Yes. So, Mom, your new house is a-coming.
Well, let me see if I've been approved for
you don't have the views.
TikTok.
You don't have the views.
Please, Rachel.
But
I have two videos.
And the next day I made $5. So what I found out through looking through TikToks is they're giving you 2 to 3 cents per 1,000 views.
There you go.
So that's how much people make. Those are the requirements. That's how you apply. TikTok sends you a notification in your notification things being like, hey, you hit these, apply for it, and we'll double check basically. So that's what happened with us. With me, Jessica didn't know they don't make it clear that you have to click the I next to the blacked out gray thing to say that you're above 18, which I thought was shady.
That is shady.
What noise just happened on your phone?
Nothing.
You're lying. You are lying. Anyway, so that's what's happening.
I'm looking in my inbox. They didn't invite me.
Because you don't have the views. You have to be consistent. Oh, it was like post consistently is one of the requirements or something like that. But now people...
Rachel, I have 127,000 views on one and 1,555 views on the other.
You don't post consistently.
Well, you're not here to help me.
Well, come move in. I shouldn't say that. You'd actually do it.
Tell Matt he just lost his office.
Woohoo. But yeah, so now people can, since it's 2 to 3 cents per 1,000 views, it's very easy to calculate how much people are making now on their TikToks. It goes on YouTube, it varies significantly. No one knows how much anyone makes on YouTube because there's so many restrictions, so many videos get demonetized, all these things. But now it's pretty easy to see and understand. But my thing is, says you have to post original content, and it's still not sure what original content means. Is it a trend? Can you do music? And I can't see what I make per video. Like, it doesn't show me a breakdown of the videos. It just says this day you made this much, but doesn't tell me why. Like, there's no like analytics basically, but I can see how many views I got on each video and how many followers I got from each video, but I can't see how much I made because of the video. So I can't tell what's making money and what's not. I'll give you guys updates if I see it, because I know everyone's interested in this because it's a new way to do it. Yeah. And it's, I think it's more attainable than YouTube's, because like, I mean, you don't get paid
until they get shut down.
Yes, of course. You definitely don't get paid as much, but also I don't think you're not putting as much effort into TikToks as you are YouTube videos. So, whatever. All right. Before we move on to news, let us see if we have a sponsor for today. Ah! News this week. Jenna announced a couple months ago that she was no longer going to post on her YouTube channel. People thought she would still, including me, thought she would still be doing Twitch and her podcast and, you know, social medias. Will she, Julian announced that she is no longer doing streaming on Twitch with him. And then they posted their final podcast. So the podcast is now done.
Wow.
And she wasn't visual on it. They just posted like a 4-minute audio clip saying like, this is it. So she's just not on the internet anymore. She's just, hold on one second. Blaze, stop.
Changing life. Changing
She's changing her life. She quit and, you know, she didn't give a 2 weeks notice, which I'm a little irked about.
You don't have to.
We didn't have time to find a replacement because there will be no replacement for Jenna Marbles. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, we've had people leave the internet, but after like their career kind of petered out, it's kind of like a gradual thing. And then they, you know, a year later after not posting, announced they're done, but it wasn't like a shock. It was like, oh yeah, you haven't posted in a long time. Okay. But she was still posted. She was still getting millions of views. And she was just emotionally done.
Yeah.
And I think she did what was right for her. Who knows? Yeah. In 3 years, she might get bored and post again. But
you never know.
Now Julian's going to handle it all. And, you know, she might, I don't know what she's going to do. We won't know because it's not on the internet, darn it. All right. Last week we also talked about Twitter's quote tweet feature, how they're now putting a count on how many quote tweets that tweet got.
Right.
And at first I was like, okay, whatever, I don't care. But then I got it. It's showing up on my feed. I don't know if it's showing up for everybody's, but it's showing up on mine. And I actually like it because you can click it and see what people have said while quote tweeting it. Because it used to be people either replied to your tweet and you could see that, mm-hmm. or they would quote tweet it. And it was like you had to look through all your mentions and it was kind of harder to see. But now it's easier to see because, like, when people would quote tweet it, it was kind of like shady. No, they're not going to see the response, really.
Yeah.
And this way I was like, oh, this is – I actually like this because I can see what people have said. Like, you can – it filters it better. I don't know. I like it. I hope they keep it. Instagram also started a new feature.
I do not like it.
It is terrible.
I do not. And it's not because I'm cranky.
No,
I do not like it.
The urge, the strong feelings towards it might be because you're cranky, but I don't like it either. I haven't seen a single person that likes it because it used to be you scroll through Instagram and you would see like it filtered it annoyingly. Like it would be like, you know, it put what it wanted you to see, but they were all people you followed.
Right.
Now, when you go on, you scroll through and if you've seen all the posts already, then it just shows you suggested posts.
All the way down and it keeps all the way going.
And you have to click. There's a tiny, itty bit of little thing that you have to click to say, see older posts.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be sitting there all scrolling and I'm not paying attention. And then later I'll go back and my dog is destroying my couch right now.
He's living his life.
My dogs are fed up with the heat. They're done as well because they can't play. Because it's so hot
they're
out.
Stuck and, inside.
Yeah, and Blaze overheats very quickly. So he's kind of got to stay in the AC or only be out for a little bit at a time. So he's a mess. Anyway, you have to click see older posts. And I have to often click it because I wasn't paying attention the first time I scrolled through because I don't pay attention.
And I get frustrated because I'm like, who are these people? Why are they on my feed? What is happening here? It took me a minute to...
Yeah, they did it so that people would stay on Instagram longer, but now it makes me click off because I get mad.
Yeah, same. And Dad was going, what's happening, because he was so upset. He's like, I just want to see my people.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Yeah,
I hate it. Yeah, yeah. Bad move. Everyone's horrible. Complaining about it.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
No.
A little fun news, even though I do not support collabs between people at the moment that haven't both quarantined themselves, James Charles and JoJo Siwa did a collab together, and he did a makeover on JoJo. The joke was she went from JoJo to Joelle, which is her real name. People were saying she looked like Nikki Tutorials. She was beautiful. I think it was a little heavy for her personally, yeah. Knowing her personality, it was just a little heavy, but she looked beautiful and he did good makeup, but I just don't think it fit her personality very well. But they seemed like they had fun, and then of course she turned him into JoJo. So it was cute. Netflix is now going to be testing. All of these platforms are now testing new things. Netflix is testing a shuffle button because you're tired of picking what to watch. So if you can't figure out what to watch, you just hit shuffle and something will come on. Now, if this is how this is how I shuffle on my iTunes, I skip all the songs till I find the song that I actually want. So I spend 10 minutes skipping songs until one I actually want comes up. And it's the same song I listened to 1,000 times. So I don't know how successful the shuffle button's going to be, but whatever. And then David Dobrik announced that he wants to create the next social media platform.
Go for it, dude.
He created a disposable camera app that we talked about, I think, last year. And
to look
he
like
says,
old time Instagram.
No, yeah, you can't take a selfie. Yeah, it was you can't take a selfie if the flash always goes off and you can't see the photo for 24 hours. And then he says he wants to build a new social media platform off of that existing app.
Yeah. Okay.
Which makes sense. If you already have the people there, work off of that instead of starting a new one.
Right.
Oh, who knows what's going to happen? But I never understood that app to begin with. And I talked to a human being, Jill. Her name was Jill, who she loved the app. And I was like, why? And I was like, what is the difference between taking a picture on your phone versus the app? And she goes, well, you can't see it for 24 hours. And I took a picture of her and I was like, I'm not going to look at that for 24 hours. Oh, the excitement is killing me. And then the next day I sent her the photo. I was like, was this more satisfying? She was like, you're an idiot. I was like, I don't understand. I'm not going to knock you if you like it, then that's cool. But I just personally don't understand it. And then this was something everyone was talking about this week. It's kind of sparked a debate. There are some influencers who would not stop throwing giant ragers and parties in the middle of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And people were getting really upset about it. And people were reporting them because it's like, you're not being a good role model. You're not being a good citizen, you know? So the mayor gave the city the go ahead to shut off the utilities at the houses that the parties were being happening at. So they shut off the utilities. I think it was the power on the water. And half the people are being like, that is a violation in government overreach. And other half the people are being like, that's what they deserve. I don't know what the people were being jerks. I don't know if I guess with people that are so rich, citations don't really do anything. Like, tickets and citations are punishments for poor people, not rich people. Like, when rich people get a parking ticket, they don't care. Like, they'll illegally park all the time because they don't care about a ticket. And so,
I want that on my record.
They don't care. They've got lawyers. Records don't mean anything to rich people.
Oh, man.
So I guess this... I know.
Okay.
I know. So that was the big news happening this week. Oh. And then Twitter did not do your state's favorite again. Hold on one second. My dog is barking. One second. Sorry. My dog was barking. He is just staring at me. Blaze, you're fine. Go destroy the couch again. So again, Twitter did not say the state's favorites, whatever. So I looked it up again, and I looked up California's favorite Halloween candy.
Twix,
Skittles. Taste that rainbow, girl.
Rainbow. That's so, not chocolate at all. How dare they?
You get really mad when people eat candy or dessert that doesn't have to do with chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Oh my God, you're so specific.
Yes, I am.
I saw on TikTok this girl hand her mom a present. Her mom's like, stop filming me. You know, normal mom response to her annoying daughter handing her something and filming her. And the girl kept filming. She's like, just open your present. She goes, what'd you get me? You're being a jerk. What is this? And she finally opened it. It was a mug that just said Karen on it. She goes, I'm not a Karen! That's a good joke. All right. That's all the news. This is a short podcast because you know what?
We're hot and cranky.
And my mom's birthday was yesterday, so we aren't even going to do a game today. We're just going to check to see if we have another sponsor, and then we're going to go into questions. So, do we have another sponsor? Who knows? Don't
know that. Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right, questions.
All right, here we go.
Allison asked, how did Gwyn like the WAP song?
Did not like it. Do not listen to that song.
I will say.
And Rachel, I need to scold you for making me listen to that. My ears are still burning.
We grew up in a house of no cussing. Every time someone cussed, my mom would scream bad words.
That wasn't just cussing. That was
a
nasty,
woman expressing her needs and desires.
Oh, that you can do that privately with your person.
Never liked that I listened to rap music. I've always gotten in trouble for listening to rap music.
You can do rap. Just
all rap is like that.
Oh.
I just put on the more tame stuff for you.
We have potty mouths.
Yes,
so.
Everyone has a potty mouth. It's okay, Mom.
No, not when you make me listen to it. It's not okay, Rachel.
It was okay.
I don't have any showers I had to take after I listened to that song. And not the whole song.
Oh, no. We just sort of do the best parts.
We're not going to do that again.
It has a good beat, you have to admit.
I was.
Yeah, it had a good beat. But
then the words just, nope.
Oh, you agreed. You agreed with them. Okay. So, Ethan wants to know, what is our favorite made-up word of Flynn's? Flynn makes up his own words for everything, like dar-dar.
So cute.
But at first it was, I loved water, which is blah, 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 blah.
I taught him that.
Yeah, Mom taught him that. But now I'm obsessed with hearing him ask for a doo-doo. Because to me that sounds like poop. But to him it's a candy or a dessert. We don't know where he gets these words.
He just makes them up.
And he knows the real words. That's what's like insane. It's like, do you want a candy? He goes, yes, doo-doo. And then you're like, do you want to go see the car? He's like, yes, a dar-dar. I'm like, do you want some water? He goes, yes, blah, blah, blah. So it's like he corrects us because we're saying it wrong. But he knows what the words are. Yeah. He just says them in his own language.
I like
which
he
one's
says
your favorite?
Excavator and monster truck.
The monster
truck.
He'll go, big monster truck. I love him.
He's a cutie.
Sarah asks, what's my opinions on the vegan teacher on TikTok? Okay, Mom, you don't know her. There's this older woman on TikTok who says she's vegan and tells people that they aren't vegan unless they fight constantly for animal rights. And she's like, she's the kind of vegan that makes vegans look really bad. She's the reason people have negative emotions towards vegans.
She's a Karen vegan.
She's a Karen vegan. I just don't think that I obviously do not agree with what she stands for. Like, I am a vegan animal rights activist, and I do not claim her. My thing has always been, if you yell at people, they're not going to listen. They're just going to get defensive. Just show people the best way to live. Don't preach the best way to live, you know? Obviously, you can say what you believe, but like to scold other people and stuff, it usually doesn't work. But I don't think that I don't think that she is all there. And so I don't want to get too into it. But what she says is very wrong and mean and not right. And she thinks that she's better than everyone else and that she's like, she made up all these definitions and she like scolds people. Like, you can have your own definitions and stuff, but don't scold other people when your definitions are wrong. Like, if you look up the definition of vegan, it's not what you claim it is. She's just, her and PETA are the reason people just get so angry about vegans. I'm like, guys, if y'all just chilled, like, I know you have a passion towards, like, animal rights stuff, but just, like, chill. It's, yeah. You know, people are going to get mad at you and then, like, do things to spite you if you piss them off. Like, yeah. Chill out and you can still get things done. Anyway, yeah, she's something else, but I just don't think that she's all there, so I'm not going to get too mean.
Why are you wearing a sweatshirt if you're complaining about how hot?
It's Colleen's.
Girl, I had to put a shirt on for this because I was cleaning fish tanks in a sports bra, and you don't want to see that. But I just realized you're wearing a sweatshirt. I'm like,
I wanted to represent. I wanted to represent. Okay. Tegan asks if I'm still enjoying my clothesline. I am. I mean, it's hot as, you know, the undercarriage of some balls, but it's, you know.
Are we still listening to that song, Rachel?
You know, it's hot down there. My friend used to say it's as hot as a crotch. That was a saying I said in high school. It's as hot as a crotch in here. And then, so I still use it. I'm still enjoying it. It's just really hot. So, but things dry really fast.
Sure.
And then lastly, Joey wants to know if I tried Colleen's breast milk, even though I'm vegan. Yes. She's not an animal. She's a mammal. But, like, you know, I don't.
So would you try whale milk? That's a mammal.
No, that's an animal. I'm saying, like.
Okay. See, you said mammal, and I'm like, okay.
I'm vegan for three reasons. One, environment, because of the way we mass produce and whatnot, it's really bad for the environment. But trying Colleen's breast milk does nothing negative to the environment. Two is for health reasons, but breast milk is actually very good for humans. And then three.
It's made for humans.
It's made for humans. It's like cow's milk. And then three is, you know, just morally, and I saw no moral reason to not drink my sister's boob juice.
So, but not from her boob.
Not from her boob. No, it was
from
pumped.
From a cup.
From a cup that she had pumped. So there, you know.
It's sweet.
It's sweet. It tastes like, people often compare it to cantaloupe juice. But that's.
No?
Yes?
Mine didn't taste like cantaloupe juice.
For some reason, I don't want to talk about your boob milk.
You liked it.
Ew, shush. This is worse than WAP.
No, it's not.
Both are both beautiful and natural. That's it. That's all I got for today. I know this is only a 30-minute episode, but
we're cranky and
hot. Cranky and hot. God. Shout out to all the moms and dads having to teach their children from home for the first time ever in this heat. It's disgusting.
That's gotta be hard.
All right, Mom. Any other news you want to add?
No.
Same. I love you.
I love you too.
Want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and Laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.